Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamasiya Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis at Tanu Rabbana on two lines from the end of the page on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lenishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. And it's also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Dr. Donny Lindenberg, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, whose second yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shav Naliya. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're talking about the halacha that one has to pay their workers on time. That's pretty much the topic of the daf, the Isser of Baal Talin. So first the Gemara is going to tell us that there are a couple of exceptions to the Isser. There are ways to get around the Isser of Baal Talin. I mean, the easiest way to get around it is by paying your worker on time, but there are other ways to get around the Isser of Baal Talin. The Gemara is then going to have a machlokas, how long you have to pay somebody when the work ends in middle of the night. Do you only have the rest of the night, or do you have the rest of the night plus the following day? So that's a machlokas amarayim, which is going to turn out to be a machlokas tanoim as well. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that when one delays paying a worker, they may be in violation of up to six different psukim in the Torah, five lo saseis and one mitzvah sasei. We're going to point out that not at one time, meaning depending on the circumstance, it could be five different lo saseis, but the same for one act of delaying paying a worker, it's not going to be all five lo saseis and the assay. The Gemara is going to point to four possibilities of a distinction between Oshek and Gezel, because some of those Yisurim we just described relate to Oshek, and some of those Yisurim the Torah uses the word Gezel. So we just said, you're never in violation of all of them at the same time. Some of them you violate for Oshek, others for Gezel. But what kind of delaying paying a worker is considered Oshek? What kind of delaying paying a worker is considered Gezel? So we're going to have four possibilities in Amoraim as to what that's about, so as to how to make what that distinction is about. So then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to tell us more rules about paying a worker on time. Do you have to pay on time for rentals? What if there was a dispute whether it was paid or not? Is there an Isser of delaying payment when it comes to a Ger Toshav? Then Amud Beis is going to bring us three different opinions about applying all of the Yisurim of delaying payment to a rental of Behema, a rental of Kalim, to paying a Ger Toshav, and the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time just going through the Psukim and how each of those three different opinions understand the Psukim. So that's going to bring us to those drushes from Psukim is going to bring us all the way to the end of the Daf. So again, so we've been talking about this issue, this Isser of Lo Sadlin, of not delaying paying a worker. Just to mention, before we even get started, the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed, writes that on Erev Shabbos, there's no Isser of Lo Sadlin Pula Sachir, because you can't pay it Bilal Shabbos. So if a person worked for you on Erev Shabbos, normally you got to pay it that night, but there's an Isser Drabanan to pay on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be dealing with money on Shabbos. So once Chazal were Kovea, that Isser, so Mimela takes, it's not called the delay in payment. In the Stechem, he quotes from the Maharam Galanti in his Sefer Zevach Hashlamim on the Pasuk, Biyomo Titein Scharo, Rosh Etevos, Biyomo Titein Scharo, that it's Rosh Etevos Shabbos. That even though someone is a Sachir Be'erv Shabbos, he does not violate the law of Lotalin, but he should still pay an Erev Shabbos because that's a fulfillment of Biyomo Titein Scharo. And that's the Remez, is that it's Rosh Yitevah Shabbos, that it's still much better to pay the guy on Erev Shabbos. The Ar Samech brings a raya from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says by Karbanos Nedarim and Nedava that they cannot be brought on Yom Tov, and on Shavuos, which is a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be makriv, and the Torah says they should be makriv at Mibod Yom, so that you don't violate Baal Talin, even though you're not able to be makriv on Yom Tov. So just like by Karbanos, where the Zman is Ad HaBoker, and is an Isra of Bal Tel Acher if you don't bring it up until, if you don't bring it before Yom Tov, so too by Lo Solon Schar Sachir on Erev Shabbos, you have to pay it on Erev Shabbos when the Avod is over, even though the Lav you only violate in the next morning and you don't have the ability to pay it the next morning, but you have to guarantee the guy that when the time is going to come, that he will have already been paid. So that's what the Yer Sameach says, that you're not allowed to just wait till Sunday. It has to be that when that time comes, which is Shabbos morning, the guy has to know that he has already been paid. Okay, so that's if it's Erev Shabbos. And now let's see the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the page. Tana Rabbanan, Homer l'chaveru tzeyu schar li paolim. Someone tells somebody else, go out and hire some workers for me. So shnei mein over mishum bal talin. Neither the balabas, the boss, nor the person who was asked to hire the workers is in violation of bal talin. Tosos on kufir alf amir alfim, divra maskal amar, points out that it's only legabe the Yisra d'araisa of kovish schar sachir that you're not in violation of. But the Yisra of bal tisha, which we discussed yesterday, is an Yisra midivrei kabbalah, right, that we learned from Mishlei, that you taka do violate, even if you ask someone else to hire workers for you. Tos Harash writes that bal tisha is only on the person who's actually going to have to sign the check, meaning that's an Yisra on the balabas. It's not on the Yisra of the fellow who he had sent to hire the workers for him. In the Torah Chaim is Medayik from the Lashon of the Braisa that you're not allowed to do this l'chadchila, because it does not say Omer Adam l'chaveiro, which would sound like, yeah, you could do this. It says Ha Omer l'chaveiro. If someone did this, then they managed to avoid violating the Los Haseh Min HaTorah. You're still not allowed to do it because you're still in violation of Bal Tisha, which is the Yisra Midivrei Kabbalah. So anyway, either one, in this case, neither guy is in violation of the Yisra D'Oraisa. Zelefi Shalos Charan, the Balabas is Pater because he's not the one that did the hiring. Vizelefi Shem Pulas Hatzlo, and the other fellow is not the one that you're working for. So therefore, he's not in violation either. So Hechidam, he says, well, what exactly is the case where neither of them is in violation of the Yisra D'Oraisa? Ida Amar Lehu Schar Chamalai, if the guy who's doing the hiring says, I'm taking responsibility to pay your wages, it's on me, Schar Chamalai, Scharo Alavu. So then it's his responsibility. Of course he should be in violation of Bal Talin. He took full responsibility for it. So it's his Isser. Titania, because the Braisa tells us, Hasachar Sapoa Lasos Bishalo, if you hire a worker and you say, I need you to do work for me, and then Vero Bishal Chavero, the worker says, oh yeah, where's the field? Where do I do the work? And you show him somebody else's field and tell him to work on that field. So Nasan Schar Mishalim, you're the one that's on the hook to pay him his wages. And then you can go back to the balabas who actually owned the field that these people worked on, and you can get reimbursed kafi the hana'ah that they got. That's like any yori the talks of the shel chavero shalobir. Whenever you go into someone else's field and just work there and get, say he's got to pay for the hana'ah that you gave him, whatever the hana'ah is that the person got. L'chora the achronim point out, why does Gemara have to bring a raya from a brisa that if the socher says schorchem alai, he's going to be chayiv? Isn't that a davar pashut, that if you hired him and you took full responsibility, meaning if you say the Gemara in Bambas says homer l'chaver tein manu l'ploni v'schayiv anilach, that I say, do me a favor, give money to that guy on me, on my cheshbon, I'll take care of it, so of course I'm chayiv midin arev. Why is this any different? Work for that guy and I'll take care of it, of course I'm going to be chayiv. What's the chiddush? So in the Sefer Binyan David, he says that there would have been room to argue that what the gedder of the chiyuv of the socher who says schar chamalai, is he a din arev, where it's mistaver that he's not in violation of bal talin because he does not have the din of the balabayis, or is it kedin balabayis because lemaisa the malacha was done al piv? So the Gemara is bringing a raya from the brisa that he has the din of a balabayis, because over there it doesn't say scharcha alai in the brisa, it just says scharo, he hired the worker stam. And then he showed them the Balabais' field. So he was never mekabel upon himself to be an Arev. And nevertheless, he's still going to be Chayiv. So you see that it doesn't work midin Arev. And there's a big nafkamina whether it works midin Arev or it works as if you are the Balabais. Say, if it works midin Arev, there's no baltalin. You're Chayiv to pay. That's not what we need the Braisa for. Obviously, you're Chayiv to pay. That's however you want to lump decide it. Whether you want to look at it as midin Arev, you want to look at midin Balabais. Of course, you can be Chayiv to pay. The issue is whether there's Nisra Baltalin. So if it's only Midin Arev, there will be no Baltalin. But if it's Midin Balabais, there's going to be Baltalin. So we're saying the Beraya from the Braisa is that it's Midin Balabais. So anyway, the Gemara says, so what exactly is the case where neither party's in violation? If it's the guy that's doing the hiring is saying it's on me, so he's in violation. So it says, L'tzricha d'amar lehu schorcha mal Balabais. It's the guy who's hiring the worker saying, look, I was asked to hire you on behalf of this Balabais. And he's responsible. He's the one that's taking it upon himself. So that must be the case where neither is in violation of Baltalin. So Tosrid raises the question, why is this different than everywhere else in the Torah where we have the concept of Shlichus, right? Whenever we have you ask someone to do something for you, so you ask this guy to hire workers, you Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. If you hired this worker, you would be in violation of Baltalin for not paying him. Your Shaliach hires this worker, you should fight to be in violation of Baltalin. So Tosrit suggests that only when Poelim are hired directly by the guy who's going to be signing their checks are they so mech that they're going to be paid on time. When they're hired by somebody else, they don't know who the boss is. They don't know, they never shook his hand. They never looked him in the eye. Then they're not so mech that they're going to be paid on time. And therefore, it's a quasi mechila. It's as if they understood Meikara, that that's the way it's going to be, that they're not going to be paid on time. And Memela, the Balabais, is not in violation of Baltalin. So once we know this, that if you have someone else hire the workers on your behalf, you now have avoided violating Baltalin. The Gemara tells us that there are certain holy Amorayim that were so nervous about violating the Isser that every time they hired workers, they did this workaround in order to avoid it. So Yehuda bar Merim or Amalei L'Shame Zil Agrili Poelim. He would tell the Shamish, go hire workers for me. Ve'emel Uschorchem al Balabais, and tell them that I'm responsible for the wages. But that way, at least, so he's still responsible for the wages, obviously, but that way at least he's not in violation of Baltalin. What about Baltisha? So he avoided Baltalin, but did he avoid violating Baltisha? So Tosus explains that he avoided Baltisha as well. He avoided violating as well, because someone who does not pay because he's Tarud B'Malachto is not included in that Isser. And the whole reason he did this, meaning why did he think he was going to violate the Isser? He thought he was going to violate Baltalin. He's a holy Amori. He's a tzaddik. He's going to violate Baltalin. No, he was worried that when the time comes to pay, he's going to be so tarud b'malach, so he's going to be so busy that he's not going to have the energy to focus on it or the wherewithal to focus on it, and that's going to be the problem. So if that's the reason why one is not paying, he's not in violation of Baltisha. So what turns out from Tosos is that even if someone is tarud, if he doesn't pay on time, he is in violation of Baltalin, right? So he needed to have this workaround in order to avoid violating Baltalin. Merim Marzutra Agri La'adadi. Merim Marzutra had an ongoing agreement that whenever either one of them needed workers, the other one did the hiring, again for the same reason, to avoid having to violate Baltalin if they were too tarud b'malachtam when the time came. Amar Barafuna Hani Shukai de Sura. The people from Sura that their entire parnasa depends on the Yom HaShuk, and until that Yom HaShuk, they have no cash flow, they have no money, and there's no way they're ever going to be able to pay workers. But work needs to be done in advance of the Yom HaShuk if they are to make money on the Yom HaShuk. So lo avri mishum baltalin, they do not violate baltalin because mediadi dal yom d'shuk smichi. The people who work for them understand the industry. They know that that the payment only comes when the cash comes in, and that only comes in on the Yom HaShuk. Every once in a while, you get questions about this, about paying workers on time, where industry standard is that, certainly an industry standard is a monthly paycheck or whatever, even if a person is being paid by the hour, so you would think you'd have to pay him each and every day. Well, if there's an understanding that that's how often you're going to get paid, and that's the understanding the person took the job with, so that's understandable. But there are certain industries where it's yadua that they only pay at a certain delayed time. So perhaps that's one of those industries should not be chinuch. But that's then one avoids violating the yisra of bal talin. Aval mishum bal tisha vadei over. But it's still a violation of bal tisha if you don't pay him on time. Schirsha uzkov v'kal leil v'kal yom. We then said that if you hire someone for a few hours during the day, and his work ends not at the end of the day, but sometime in middle of the day, so you can be gova kalalaila v'kalayom. So Amar Rav Schir shows the yom gova kalayom. Now, if his work ends in the middle of the day, then he can collect the rest of the day. Meaning, then you can pay him anytime the rest of that day, but you got to pay him by shkia. Schir shows the laila if his work ends in middle of the night, gova kalalaila. Then you have until the end of the night to pay him. That is Rav Shmuel. Shmuel disagrees. He says, look, that I agree. If his work ends in the middle of the day, you have the rest of the day to pay him. But here's where I disagree. You have the rest of that day to pay him because Yom Holech Achar Laila, in Judaism, the next day is part of the night before is part of the next day. So if his work ends in the middle of the night, you have the rest of the day. The rest of the day means the rest of the night plus the following day. So it says, well, let's try to bring a raya. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, so we have this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. If the period of work ends in middle of the night, do you only have the rest of the night to pay him? That's Shitas Rav, or do you have the rest of the night plus the next day? That's Shitas Shmuel. So Tanan, Schir shows, go v'kal leil v'kal yom. Our Mishnah said that Schir shows collects all night and all day. Tiyufta to Rav, isn't that against Rav? You see, you have the rest of the night plus the next day. So Amalach Rav, litzdan katani. Rav says, no, you're misreading the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to be telling me two separate cases. Schir shows the yom, gova kal yom. Schir shows the laila, gova kal laila. That's the way the Mishnah should read. Tanan, let's bring another raya from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah, that a poel that works for a long period of time. Schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shvua. You hired someone for a week, for a month, for a year, for a Shemitah cycle. So Yotze Biyom, if his period of employment ends in middle of a day, so Gova Kaliyom, then you have to pay him by the end of that day. Yotze Belayla, if his period of employment ends in middle of the night, Gova Kalalayla, V'Kalayom, then he collects the whole rest of the night plus the next day. That's Beferish, like Shmuel, and against Rav. How's Rav going to answer that? So Amalach Rav, Tanayihi. Rav will say, Enachinami, that Mishnah is against me. I paskan like a different Shita in Tanayim, because there is a Machlokas Tanayim about this. If a person's employment ends in middle of the night, some Tanayim hold like me, that you only have the rest of the night. Well, our Mishnah holds like other Tanayim, is a reflection of other Tanayim, who say that you even have the next day. Did Tanya, because we have a Brisa, Schir Shos, the Yom Gova Kal Yom. That part is not disputed. Schir Shos, the Laila, Gova Kal Laila, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if his employment ends in the middle of the night, you only have the rest of the night, like me, says Rav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Schir Shos, the Yom Gova Kal Yom, Schir Shos, the Laila, Gova Kal Laila, Vikal Yom, like Shmuel. So you see that Shmuel holds like the second Shita, like Rabbi Shimon, and I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, says Rav. Okay, so once we mention this Brisa to explain the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, so the Brisa continues. Mikan Amru, once we say that even Schir Sha'os you violate the Yisr, so it turns out that Kol HaKovi Schar Sachir over B'chamesh HaShemos, all the different types of ways that you can hire workers, in total, you end up violating Chamesh HaShemos Halalu, five Isurim, five Los Aseis, Ve'asei, and an Asei, and they are as follows. Number one, Mishum Bal Tashuk Esrecha. Number two, Mishum Bal Tigzal. Number three, Mishum Bal Tashuk Scharani, Sachir Ani. Number four, Mishum Bal Talin. Number five, Mishum Biyomo Titein Scharo. And number six, Mishum Lo Tavo Alav HaShemesh. So Biyomo Titein Scharo is the only Asei. So number five was the only Asei, and the others are all Los Aseis. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that one action of not paying a guy on time is going to be a violation of all six of these Isurim? Some of these psukim specifically talk about daytime employment. Some of them specifically talk about nighttime employment. So how could you have both, right? They're different cases. So Rav Chista, shame schirus bialma, enochinami. We're not saying that a single act, this is not like eating a bug, right? Where you could eat a certain type of bug, where you violate a flying thing and a creepy thing and a this and a that, right? mean, it's, this is, you can never do one action that violates all of these yisurim. It's these are, we're saying in this parsha there's a there are up to five yisurim and one asay that that are nogea to this parsha. Okay, so now we have to define the terminology, because some of these psukim were bal tigzol and others were bal tashok. So which is which? Ezu oshek, ezu gezel. How do I define the difference between oshek and gezel? Four possibilities. Number one, Amar Rav Chista, that when the Baal Habayis says to the worker, Lech Veshuv, come back to me a different time, I'll pay you then, I just don't have the money right now. Lech Veshuv, you know, come back, and keeps delaying him, Zeu Oshek. So a delay in payment is Oshek. Yesh Chaviyadi Ve'ni Nosanach Zeu Gezel. If you say, yeah, I owe it, I got it in my pocket, and I'm not giving it to you, that's Gezel. That's different than Oshek. So Maschar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes challenges, how could you say that Oshek is when you're just delaying him and you say, I'll pay you tomorrow, I'll pay you a different time? That didn't of Oshek Eschavero is mentioned in the Torah somewhere else as well. It mentions it by the Chiyuv of Korban Shvua Sheker. Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisechto, Mala Mala Vashem, V'kichish Ba'amiso, B'pikadon, O B'tzumas Yod, O B'gezel, O Ashak Es Amiso. So over there, Ezu Oshek Shchival of Torah Korban, when do we say, what's the Oshek that the Torah is Mechayiv you? A Korban Shvua? Dumyu to Pikadon. Only an Oshek that's similar to the kind of Shvua you would take for a pikadon, namely the kakafra le mamona, where you're kofar in the mamona. It says v'kichesh ba'amiso b'pikadon. That's a hachasha. You're totally in denial of the chiyuv. So you say, I never got this pikadon, or I already give you back the pikadon. So when it says oshek, it must mean a total denial of the chiyuv. So how can you tell me that oshek in this context means that you agree that you owe the guy money and you're saying that you're just going to pay him later? It's not what oshek means by karban shvua. So therefore, Rav Sheshes rejects the definition of Oshek that Rav Chista had given, and we move on to his second definition. Elo Amar Rav Sheshes, rather Rav Sheshes says, Nisativ Lecha Zeu Oshek. If you say, I've already paid you, that's Oshek. Yesh Lecha B'yadi Ve'edi Nosin Lach Zeu Gezel. But if you say, I haven't paid you, and I'm not going to, even though I know I owe you the money, that is going to be Gezel. The Ramah, the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Zayin, points out that this is very similar to the difference between Gzela and Geneva, right? That someone who says Eini Nosin Lach is similar to Gzela, which is done Befarhesia, because you're saying Beferish, I owe you, and Aval Biked, I'm not going to pay you. So that's like the most explicit, open kind of stealing you can have. Whereas Nasati Lach is more similar to Geneva. Geneva is done more clandestinely, it's done more quietly. So that's what that is. I already paid you. Is that, so you're not blatantly going and stealing from him. So that is Rav Sheshes's definition. Maskva Abayis. Abayi says, how can you say that Lo Sigzal, that it says by Sar Sachir, is where you say, I owe you the money and I'm not paying you? By the parsha of Korban Shavua, it also mentions Gezel. Meaning the same way Rav Sheshes compared Oshek to Pikadon, we should also compare Gezel to Pikadon. The reason Rav Sheshes didn't like Rav Chista's definition of Oshek is because it didn't fit into the parsha of Korban Shavua. Well, his definition of Gezel also doesn't fit into the parsha of Korban Shavua. Ezu Gezel Shechiv of Torah Karban, what kind of gezel was the Torah Mechayev on a Karban Shavua? Dumyu to Pikadon, you know, to Kafra Le Mamona. It has to be similar to Pikadon, where you taina that you don't owe the guy anything. So therefore, says Abaye, I don't like Rav Sheshes or Rav Chista's definition of gezel. Their definition of gezel is where you acknowledge that you owe the money, but that's not the definition of gezel in the parsha of Shavuos HaPikadon. So Elam Rabbi Abaye comes with a third way of defining the distinction between Oshek and gezel. In both cases, the guy denies the chiyuv, and in that way they're both similar to the parsha of Shavuos HaPikadon, where there's a denial of the chiyuv. But if you say Los Chaticha Meolam Zeu Oshek, if you say I never hired you, I don't even know who you are, so then you're saying that there never was a chiyuv, there's no relationship here, that's Oshek. Nesatav Lach Zeu Gezel, if you say I did hire you, I did owe you the money, and that's why I already paid you the money, that's Gezel. It's not a denial of it's not saying that I owe you and I won't pay you, it's saying I owe you and I did did pay you. So it says Gemara, you know, it's a good point that Abaye is making. Rav Sheshes, Meshna Oshik Tchashle, Meshna Gezel, Dlo Kashle. Why was Rav Sheshes okay with the term Gezel not conforming to the Parsha of Shavuos HaBikadon, and the term Oshek, he insisted, has to conform to the Parsha of Shavuos HaBikadon? So Amalach, Rav Sheshes will tell you that even by Gezel, you need Kfiras Mamon, and still he teaches Gezel the same way Rav Chista did. Because the Gezel de Gazle v'hadar Kafre, the Gezel that it says by Karban Shavuot could be that originally you said Yesh Chabiyadi Veni Nosin Lach, and then the Balabais changed his taina when they came to Beis Din, and he was kofer the taina's mom, and he said, I already paid the fellow his wages, and you swore to that. So for the Shavuos HaKfira, you're chayev a karban. But the taina that you're called a gazlan for was the original taina. So there was a double taina. The taina changed. So you could be called a gazlan and still be chayev Shavuos HaKfira later on. So it says, well, if you could play that game, and you could say, yeah, that Oshek is a different stage than for what you're chayiv Shavuos HaBikadon for, and Gezel is a different stage than what you're chayiv Shavuos HaBikadon for. You could say the same thing about Oshek. You could say that originally the Balabai says to the worker, Leich Vashuv. Good, so there's the Oshek. And then when it comes time, the Hadar, Kafre, then when it comes time to go to Beis Din, you deny that you owe them any money because you say you already paid the money. And then it turns out that you lied, so now you chayiv a karban shavua. So why is that not just as valid a way to read it? So it says Mar HaChiyashli, you can't compare the Oshek to the Gezel. Bishla Mahasamayin, very well by Gezel, where it says by Parshas Karban Shavua, where we have to explain that originally the Balabais was Moda that he owes, and he just doesn't want to pay. And in the end, he denies owing the money anymore because Ksiv, oh, Begezel. He uses the term oh. Oh means this or that, which means that he could have changed his taina. He had this taina, and then he had that taina. But Makhalda Odile Meikara, that implies that originally he was Moda, that he was Gozel, the other person, and only then was he Kofer. Aval Gabe Oshek, Miksiv, oh, Ba'oshek. Oh, a shak ksiv. It does say, I should emphasize the wrong word. It's not O, it's not the O. The O does appear by Oshek. It's O big gezel as opposed to O gazal, right? And so it doesn't say O bi Oshek. It says O a shak. Shako kvar, which implies that the Oshek was already done through the denial, and there was no independent taina of Oshek separate from the Chiyuv Shvua. And that's why Rav Shesha says that the taina of Oshek has to be a taina of Kfiras Mamon, not like Rav Chista said, but the taina of Gezel does not have to conform to the parsha of Shvua Sabikadon, because it could be that Shvua Sabikadon, when it comes to Gezel, is there was a Gezel and then there was a Shvua Sabikadon. But when it comes to Oshek, it all has to be wrapped up in one. And now a fourth distinction between Gezel and Oshek. Rava Amar, Zo Oshek, Zo Gezel. There is no distinction. V'lama Chilkan HaKasuv. Why does the Torah write them in two separate Lishonos? It's simply Lavar Lav Vishnei Lavin. In order that when a person violates one, he violates the other, so that to make it a more serious thing, that a person is in violation of Shnei Lavin. A person is in violation of two Los Ases. The Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Reish Chav Ches says that we should not say that what Rava means is that Chalila HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskaving to take extra revenge and to punish a person more and more. No, the correct pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always interested in being Meitiv and Briyosav. He always wants to do good for us. And when he really wants us to understand the gravity of a sin so that we don't ruin our neshamos any further, to really understand how bad an Avera is, he'll sometimes put an extra lav. And through that, he's doing more good with us, because by having extra asharos, so we'll be more porish from the iser. And he says, it's another hatav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now we get double the schar. Normally, when you refrain from an iser, you get schar. For refraining from an iser, you refrain from two iserim, so you get double the schar. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just looking to pound us with extra, you know, just because he's interested in seeking vengeance vengeance on us. No, he's trying to. He's Akharish Baruch, who's a mate of Imbri Yosef. He's always trying to do good for us. So he's interested in our spiritual well-being, and he knows the impact it can have on our neshama. So he gives us this extra love, so that we could understand the impact it would have on our neshama. Okay, says the Mishnah: Echad Sachar Adam, Echad Sachar Behema, Echad Sachar Kelim. So the Mishnah: whether a person rents, hires a worker, or whether he rents an animal, whether he rents Kelim, Yesh B'Mishum Yomal Titin Schar. You got to pay on time. There's a violation of Yomal Titin Schar if you don't pay on time. Yesh B'Mishum Lo Salim Pulas Sachir Itcha Ad Boker. And you're in violation of the Lo Sasei if you don't pay on time also. Emasai, when does the Baal Bayis violate the Yisr? Bizman Shetva'o. That's only if the other party was Toveya the payment. Lo Tova'o Eino Over Love. If he was never Toveya the payment, he never asked for the payment, then you have not you have not violated the Isser if he hasn't asked for the payment. The Urayim points out that according to the Tan of our Mishnah, the Baal Bayis is part from these Asaros by Schir Yom if he's never Toveh his payment, but you do violate Lo Sashuk Sachirani and Lo Savalav Hashemesh and the Asay of Biyomotit in Scharo, because those are written by Schir Laila, because the Makar of the Patur of the Baal Bayis, when the Sachir is not Toveya, is from the Pasuk of Lo Salim Pula Sachir Idcha, which is about a Schir Yom. So the Patur would only apply to Schir Yom, because the Pasuk from which we learn the Patur only applies to Schir, is written by a Schir Yom. So this Patur won't apply to Schir Laila. That's the Chiddush that the Irayim suggests. Even though Misvara, you would think there should be no difference, but it's just based on the technicality in the Pesukim. Now, Himcho Eitzel Chen V'ni or Eitzel Shulchani, Eino Over Love. If the Balabas says, happy to pay you, I have a payroll company that takes care of that. So go to the Shulchani, go to the Chenveni, they'll take care of that. And the payroll company messes up, they're the ones that aren't paying on time, so it's not the Balabas' problem. He's not in violation of these Yisurim. Sachir Bizmano, Sachir that time is, that's different, by the way, than the case we started with today. We started with where you have someone, you ask someone else to hire your workers for you. This is, you hire the workers, you just have a payroll company to pay the workers, and they understand that they're supposed to get their payment through a third party, so then it's not the Baal Bayis's problem. Sachir Bizmano, a Sachir that tainas that the Baal Bayis didn't pay him, and it's still betoch zman of when the Baal Bayis can pay him, so even the Sachir himself is admitting that the Baal Bayis has not yet violated Baal Talin, meaning he has till the end of the day to pay me, and I'm coming in the middle of the day. So Nishba Benotel, he could take a Shavua, and then he can get paid, meaning that if the Baal Bayis is claiming I already paid you, so we believe the Sachir, because why would the Baal Bayis pay it if it wasn't the zman yet? It wasn't in the end of the Zman. So he could be Nishba Venotel, but Avar Zmano, if the time already passed and the Baal Bayis hasn't paid him, and if the Baal Bayis in fact hasn't paid him, then the Baal Bayis has violated an Isser, Einu Nishba Venotel. Then we believe the Baal Bayis, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya. Then the Sacher cannot be Nishba Venotel. Im Yesh Edim Shetva'o Harezin Nishba Venotel. But if he has Edim that he was Toveya Bizman, that he was Toveya during the time that the Baal Bayis was still allowed to pay him without violation, so then he could still be Nishba Venotel, even though now it's after the Zman. Ger Toshav, if a person, a guy, is Mekabel on himself not to violate a Avodah Zarah, so he's a Ger Toshav, and he's, that's what the Rambam writes in Ilchus Yisuri Biyah, he's called the Ger Toshav because he's allowed to have yeshiva ba'aretz, he's allowed to give him yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what exactly a Ger Toshav is, we've pointed out, it's Gemara in Avodah Zarah, three-way machlokas tanaim in Avodah Zarah daf samach dalid. Rav Meir holds that it's a guy who's Mekabel upon himself in front of three Talmid Chamim not to violate Avodah Zarah, but he violates everything else. The Chum hold that it's a guy who's Mekabel on himself to observe all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and there's a third Shita, Achirim, that say that a Ger Toshav, someone who's Mekabel on himself all the mitzvahs except for Neveilus HaTreifos, everything except for the Isser of eating Neveilus and Treifos. Rashi throughout Shas is consistently like Rabbi Meir, that he's Mekabel not to do Avodah Zarah, that's Ger Toshav. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Chamim, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, passes like the Chamim, that it's all Sheva mitzvahs, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, but that's only if he's Mekabel them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them. If he's Mekabel the Sheva mitzvahs just because he finds them to be immoral, Choral, then that's not Ger Toshav. So anyway, Ger Toshav, Yesh B'Mishum B'Yomot Titein Scharo, Ve'en B'Mishum Lo Salim P'la Sachir Yitchad Boker. You're in violation of the Aseh if you don't pay him in time, but not the Los Aseh's. So says Mara, well, wait a second. Mani Masnisin, who could the author of our mission be? Lo Tanakama De'Me'achecha, Ve'lo Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's neither the Tanakama of the Brisa that talks about Me'achecha, which we'll see in a moment, nor Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Mahi, what machlokes tonight are we referring to over here? Titania, we have a Brisa. Pasuk says Me'achecha, Prat La'acherim. That tells me that if the worker is a guy, the Isser does not apply. Gercha, but then the word Gercha, Zeger Tzedek. That includes Ger Tzedek that has to be paid on time. Bisharecha, Ze'achol Nevelos. That includes a Ger Toshav. Se'enli, Elis Sachar Adam, Minayin, L'Rabbos Pehim, V'Kelim. I would only know that if you hire a person. How do I know that if you rent a Behem or you rent Kelim, that these Isserim also apply Tamalom or Ba'artzecha, Kol Shabbat Artzecha, even if it's Behem or Kelim. V'kulin over M'kol Hashem HaSalalu. And all of them, Ger Tzedek, Ger Toshav, Behem, Kelim, you violate all of these Isserim. Mikad Amru, and therefore says the Tanakama, Echot Sachar Adam, Echot Sachar Behem, Echot Sachar Kelim, Yesh B'Mishum B'Yom Atin Tein Tzcharo, Yesh B'Mishum Bal Talim Pula Sachar. You're in violation of all the Los Haseis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshav, Yesh B'Mishum B'Yom Atin Tein Tzcharo, Ve'ein B'Mishum Lo Talin. That a Ger Toshav, you violate the Asei, but not the Los Haseis. And Behem of Kelim, Ein B'Mel B'Mishum Bal Tashuk Bilvad. For Behem and Kelim, you only violate Bal Tashuk, but none of the other Isurim. So now, given those two deos in the Brisa, money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? The Tanakama and our Mishnah don't conform to each other in terms of Ger Toshav, because according to the Tanakama and the Brisa, you violate all the Yisurim by Ger Toshav. Whereas in our Mishnah, we said, no, you only violate Biyomotitin Scharo by Ger Toshav. And Rabbi Yossi, who conforms with the Tanakama of our Mishnah about Ger Toshav, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Behem Kalim, then he doesn't conform when it comes to Behem Kalim, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only violate Lotashok on Behem Kalim. Tanakama of our Mishnah says you violate everything with Behemu Kalim. Samarava Haitana. It's a different Tana. Tana de Beira Haitana Tana de Beira Bishmalu. Tana of our mission is the Tana de Beira Bishmal. The Tana de Beira Bishmal. Echot Sacher Adam, Echot Sacher Behemu, Echot Sacher Kalim. Yeshua Mishum, Yomotitin Schor, Mishum Lotalin. You violate everything for Behemu Kalim. Gertosh, Yeshua Mishum, Yomotitin Schor, Behemu Mishum Baltalin. But for Gertosh, you only violate Yomotitin Schor, but you don't violate Baltalin. So essentially, there are three Shitos in Tanaim about a Gertosh and Behemu Kalim. According to the Tanakam of the Brisa, all of the Yisurim apply to every Jewish person. When you hire them B'Yom, you violate all the Yisurim by Yisur Yom, and when you hire them B'Layla, you violate all the Yisurim by Yisur Layla. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, by Ger Toshav, it says only the Asay of B'Yom Itit and Scharo, and the Lav, Lo Sashok, Sachar, Avion, and Lo Sovel of Shemesh. By Behem and Kalim, it's only Lo Sashok. But by all of them, you violate the Yisur only if you hire them for Avodas Layla, but if you hire them for Avodas Yom, you're not in violation. And the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel holds that by Ger Toshav, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and by Behem and Kalim, like the Tanakama, and that's the Tana of our Mishnah. So my time in Tanakama de Me'achecha, what's the basis for the Tanakama of the Brisa, who darshans from the Pasuk Me'achecha, that in all types of Schirus we apply all of the Isurim? Well, Gamar, Sachir, Sachir, he learns the Gzeirah Shava of the Dinim of Schir Yom and Schir Laila, one from the other, that by both of them it says Sachir. By Schir Yom it says Lo Salim Pula Sachir, by Schir Laila it says Lo Sashuk Sachir Ani Ve'avion, and therefore in both types of schirus, you violate all of the Yisurim in both parshios. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, look on Sachar Sachar. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's bifurcated. The two parshios are separate from each other, and since the dinim of Ger Toshav and the Schar Behem Kalim are derived from Pasuk and Sefer Devarim about a Schir Laila, so you don't violate those for Schir Yom. So says Marni Hida Logamar, Sachir Sachir, Behem of Kalim, Shem Biyom Altit and Schar Nami Nechayiv. Granted, you don't want to learn Sachir Sachir, but by Behem of Kalim, you should be Mechayiv for delaying their payment for Biyom Altit and Scharo. I mean, just like by Ger Toshav, you violate all the Yisurim and Sefer Dvarim, so why is Rabbi Yossi only Mechayiv Mishum Lo Tashok? So says Mar, Tani Rabbi Hananya, Amar Kra, Lo Sava Lo Vashemesh, Ki Anihu. So we darshan that Mishain Ban Lidei Anius Vashi. That the only people who violate those psukim, are the only time you're in violation of those psukim is when you fail to make a payment that that's going to bring someone to poverty or maybe give them the money that they need. Yatsu behema v'kelim shein banli de'anius v'ashirus. As opposed to when what you hired is a behema or kelim that cannot become poor or rich. It's not shayach by behema v'kelim. The owners can become poor or rich, but the actual thing you hired cannot become poor or rich. But the rest of the Yisurim are going to be shayach by them. V'tanakama hai ki anihu mai avalei. What does the Tanakama do with ki anihu? He uses the term kianiyu to tell me that you need to prioritize paying your poor workers over paying your wealthy workers. He'll learn that from lo sashuk sacher ani vavion. The Tanakama would say chad lahakdim ani laashir v'chad lahakdim ani levion. No, there are two different dinim of kedima over here. The ani has to be paid before the ashir. The ani also needs to be paid before the evion, who's more destitute than the ani. If you only would have told me the ani gets paid before the avion, I would say mishum the cost of the mitveh, because the avion will keep on asking for the money if you haven't paid him yet. He has no busha anymore. He's such an avion. Aval ashir the cost of the mitveh imelo. But I would think that the ani doesn't come before the ashir, because the ashir is never going to ask for the money. It's embarrassing to him. Viashmin an ashir. If it only would have told me the ani comes before the ashir mishum the lo tzarechle, I would say yeah, the ani comes before the ashir because the ashir doesn't need it. Aval avion to tzarechle, but the avion really needs it. I would think the ani cannot come before him. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told the ani comes before both of them. V'tana didanim, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that by behem and kelim you violate everything, and by gertoshev you only violate the yisurim that it says by parshas schir laila and sefer devarim. So manavshach, how do you want to darshan the psukim to explain that shita? E yalev sachir sachir, if he darshans gzeir shava sachir sachir, and based on that he holds that behem and kelim that are darshan from the psukim and sefer Dvarim, you violate the psukim and sefer Vayikra as well, like the Tanakhama of the Brisa, because the two parshios are connected to each other. Well, I feel Gertoshev Nami. You should say the same thing by a Gertoshev, that the Gzeir Shava should put the Gertoshev in both parshios. So why does the Tana hold that you only violate Biyom Mutzit and Schar by a Gertoshev? V'yoyal Sachir Sachir, Be'im V'kelim Minalei. And if you don't link the two parshios to Sachir Sachir, why would you be Chayim Be'im V'kelim? So I know all the Yisurim. So the Yolam Loyal Sachir Sachir. Really, you're not a violation of sachir. We don't link sachir sachir. The shiny hasam, but by behem and kelim it's different, where you could still violate all the yisurim, even though we don't link the two parshios. The amar krak, because the pasuk says velo salin pula sachir itcha ad boker. So we have an extra drasha. It's a riboy that it's included in the yisur. If that's the case, gertoshav should also be included. Amakra reacha, reacha velo gertoshav. That includes a reacha and not a gertoshav. You say the same drasha behem v'kelim. No, aksiv itcha. So it says itcha. So you can't have both. So mari isa l'rabbis behem v'kelim l'otzi gertoshav. Why would you have itcha to be Marba Behemu Kalim and Reacha to exclude Gertoshev? Maybe it's the opposite. No, Mestavr the Behemu Kalim have Leila Rabos Shekin Yeshlam Bechal Momon Reacha. Gertoshev Einu Bechal Momon Reacha. It's more Mestavr that Itcha comes to teach me about Behemu Kalim, because that's included in Momon Reacha, as opposed to Gertoshev is not included in Momon Reacha. Okay, we'll continue these drushes tomorrow with Vitana Kama. Have a great day, everybody.